This is Jay Sekulow. Only one complaint that was filed against the coach at Clemson, and that was by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. No students, no athletes, no alumni.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I just am who I am, and again, I'm proud of how we run our program.
William Dabo Sweeney, who is using his position of authority to proselytize players and insert religious devotions into the school's athletic program. He named a team chaplain who has an office at the athletic department, and of course, all of this is unconstitutional.
Anything that we have in our program from a spiritual standpoint isn't, it always has been, voluntary. We're really no different than any other program out there in how we operate.
So Heather, can you give us a little bit more background on what exactly was a complaint made by FFRF?
Some of the highlights of their complaint included the fact that Dabo Sweeney personally invited James Trapp to become the team chaplain, and the organization also had a problem with the coach's decision to schedule some team devotionals. And organized transportation for the coaches and players to church days. And they also said that Dabo Sweeney gave Trapp access to the entire team for Bible studies.
You were asking why the Freedom From Religion Foundation was doing this. I saw an interview with the head guy. I don't know who he is. I made it a point to forget his name. He was being interviewed. Do you remember the elementary school case where they were threatening to sue the school?
Right.
Portrait of Jesus.
That's right.
He looked into the camera with a smirk and said the most chilling thing I have ever heard anyone say. He said,
"The minorities are to be protected in this country. The majority does not have the right to bully its way and to force its picture of the man who created hell on the rest of the world."
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, there's a great piece up at ESPN, and I say it's a great piece. Here's what it says. What about players in Clemson complaint? And here's what it says. We've heard one complaint about Dabo Sweeney and the way religion is, quote, entangled with the football program. One singular complaint. Not from a current player or a former player. Not from a current coach or a former coach. I would add not from alumni either. Just one, which came from a separation of church and state watchdog group based in Wisconsin, 880 miles away from Clemson. The Freedom From Religion Foundation leveled charges against Sweeney based on an eyewitness account of, quote, unconstitutional behavior. What's interesting here is none of the behavior is unconstitutional. But nevertheless, the Freedom From Religion Foundation and its allies continue this assault, attempted bullying. We are at 75,000 signatures in support of the coach. This is going to be the last weekend for that support before we send it up. I've also talked with the state attorney general, talked to Senator Lindsey Graham. We're going to be fully prepared if the Freedom From Religion Foundation takes action here. But their bullying techniques, Jordan, are just not working.
Oh, and this is, it's interesting. I'm glad that ESPN commented on this because there were a lot of sports writers who, I think at the first look, they took Freedom From Religion Foundation at their word.
You're right.
And expressed outrage. I mean, you saw this on pretty mainstream sports outlets like Yahoo and others. And if people read it and they were uninformed, if they were not someone who followed Freedom From Religion Foundation and knew anything about this group, you would think that this coach was, he was busing players to church, basically, and forcing them to do so. And that's how their letter sounds. And in fact, and that he employed a chaplain in a state school. Things that, were not even correct. And now ESPN has set the record straight, and the truth is that this may be one of the greatest backlashes to Freedom From Religion Foundation,
yep,
because now the sports world is involved in going after them, which I think is actually, we tell people,
right,
don't be surprised by what they do, but oftentimes people need to understand that these groups are out there, and this actually alerts people to their presence and to what they're doing who may not otherwise be.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Why does the Freedom of Religion Foundation care about voluntary prayer? Why are they so upset with football players maybe going to a church service? 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country, 800-684-3110. Folks, really, last day today to sign on to this petition. I said we wanted to be over 70,000 yesterday. We're at 75,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
It is happening again. Angry atheists lashing out. This time the target is the Clemson University football team. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is upset because the football coach is utilizing the services of a team chaplain, a chaplain who volunteers his time. The atheists say the move is unconstitutional and an improper, quote, commingling of religion and athletics. Clemson University officials say the school already provides academic, athletic, and personal support to students, and the addition of a chaplain provides an opportunity to meet their spiritual needs as well. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our letter of support for Clemson University. The decision by the football coach to utilize a team chaplain is entirely proper and does not violate the Constitution. Add your name to our letter now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Nothing to say, nothing to see, nothing to do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. So not a complaint. Well, let me take that back. One complaint, and that complaint was by who? That complaint was by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Has a student complained? No. Has a player complained? No. Has an alumni complained? No. Has a faculty or staff member complained? No. Has anybody affiliated with the athletic department complained? No. Have any of the advisors or board of regents for the university complained? No. Who's complained? The Freedom From Religion Foundation. Why? Because they don't want adults going to a church service? Really? This is the nature of why we're doing what we're doing. We're fighting back. And, folks, I got to tell you, 75,000 of you, it's more than that, really, because I think if you add phone calls to it, we're at 76,144 with just online signatures. If I add phones to that, it's probably approaching, my guess is, probably 78,000. We can get to 100,000 by next week. I don't doubt it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to sign that petition defending religious freedom on the college campus. They're at Clemson. We want to do it. The university standing behind their man here, their coach. Than, you mentioned yesterday, and I think it's worth repeating, that the Congress looks at the actions of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They don't ignore it.
Yeah, this is a group that Congress knows very well. And, of course, it doesn't hurt that nearly 100,000 of our members are speaking out on this. And one of the things I'm going to tell them next week, Jay, is that the reason this is backfiring on the Freedom From Religion Foundation is not just what you're saying, that nobody has really complained, but actually, Jay, former players for this coach who actually adhere to other faiths, they're actually coming to his defense. Aaron Kelly, who left Clemson as the ACC's all-time leading receiver, here's what he said. It was never forced on me or anything like that. If I was uncomfortable with anything, I just explained myself, and they were okay with it. Members of Congress, Jay, they're going to take the coach's side on this one.
No doubt about it, and I think one of the reasons is that the fact is, Jordan, that the Freedom From Religion Foundation is such a protagonist. They are so antagonistic when it comes to these things, and they're so over the top that people, you've got to take it seriously because sometimes they get a judge to agree with them for a while. They always get overturned on appeal. But the reality is, I think we have to be cognizant of the fact that you've got to show force coming back at them, both legally and the courts of public opinion. As you said, the media was initially with them.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, a lot of the sports media who just took them at their word. What I have a feeling is that possibly, you know, some of these writers then took the next step because he's got a lot of attention. They don't usually write about topics like this on ESPN. You don't see a lot of that kind of coverage or sports pages. So when they did, and they I don't know if they contacted Freedom From Religion Foundation, but once you start talking to them, it's quick to understand who's right and who's wrong in the situation. And, you know, it's tough to take them serious, but also their animus towards religious people. They make those comments, we've played them already on the air today, that go so far that it turns people off who may not even be Christians, yeah, who just understand that what they're saying about religious people is really, I mean, they have a hatred for religious people and specifically Christians.
Yeah, and it's interesting, though, as much as Clemson is standing with their coach, Appalachian State University in Boone, North Carolina, have been instructed to stop proselytizing their student-athletes. That's what they're calling it, proselytizing. Again, Freedom From Religion Foundation letter. And in that particular case, the chancellor ordered the voluntary Bible studies and the prayer activity to stop. And that's because the University of North Carolina still has entrenched hostility to religious freedom. Now, we took them to federal court on a case that we worked, that David French tried, and the end result was a victory for the Christian conservative professor against the University of North Carolina system. But there you had a situation where the University of North Carolina, Appalachian State, buckled the university system there in North Carolina. So that's why you got to fight back. They can win. We can beat them back, though. And we're going to, believe me, get a letter off to North Carolina. But, again, this shows you why you have to engage this so directly and so quickly. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. And, again, if you haven't signed the petition, last day to do it. Stand with this coach. Let's get to 80,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And let's go right to the phones.
Leslie in Washington State on line one. Leslie, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Jay. Yeah, I've been an ACLJ member for well over a year now.
Great.
I've been doing what little I've been able to do.
We appreciate it.
Definitely been joining the all the petitions and stuff, and I believe in everything you're doing. And I kind of have a hard time trying to figure out what with the atheists, especially with the Freedom From Religion Foundation, that they are.
Your phone's going out a little bit. It's on there. Let me tell you what they're doing. It's a bullying technique, and we used the example of the Appalachian State one to see where they were successful in bullying. Clemson, they were not. But that's why you got to fight back, folks, because they're not going to win in court. They're going to try it in the public arena. And as Jordan said, the media initially was going for them. That's why you fight back. That's why you get Congress to get involved. That's why people are aware of this. That's why you fight back. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Yep, back to the phones we go. Maureen in California on line 5. Maureen, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi, just one quick question. Is it appropriate to sue them for harassment?
You cannot sue them for harassment because they have the right to bring their legal action. But Jordan has done a pretty thorough investigation of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And this is a group, Jordan, with a long and sordid history when it comes to bullying techniques and really making fun of our Judeo-Christian heritage, but and also really focusing their anger at Christians.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you see what they've done and you see what they do, one, they mischaracterize everything. So you can't just read their letter and get the facts. And so that's why I think the media got this wrong, and those sports writers who would not usually come into contact with a group of radical atheists. And so when you do, you read their letter, you think, okay, that the Clemson employed a chaplain for the football team, hired by the coach, who forced players to go to church on buses paid for by Clemson. But in reality, the chaplain is just a voluntary position. So they're using this term. It's an assistant coach for recruiting who does this on a voluntary basis.
Right.
The buses aren't paid for by Clemson. They don't come from Clemson. It's not mandatory. And no one's ever gotten in trouble or not played or anything. No retribution whatsoever because of their decision to go or not go.
Not even a complaint.
I don't think just because you show up, if you're a third string linebacker, you're not going to play necessarily on Saturday just because you show up to the church service. It's, end of the day, this coach has a job. His job is to win football games and use the best players he's got, and that's what they're doing. And there's not even a record of a questionable dismissals or players suspended that even tie here. There's nothing like that. This is just people who don't like the fact that, in fact, legislatures around the country pay for with government dollars employ chaplains, and they, of course, don't like that. So you have to understand, Freedom From Religion Foundation thinks Under God and the Pledge has got to go. They think that the National Day of Prayer and the president participating is unconstitutional.
Yeah, and Than, they also were the ones that were behind trying to get In God We Trust removed from the visitor center of the Capitol as well.
Yeah, that was actually a federal statute that members of Congress passed directing the architect of the Capitol to inscribe it, and the Freedom From Religion Foundation sued. Jay, we got involved in that case, and if you come, if our listeners come to Washington, D.C., if they walk in the front doors of this Capitol Visitor Center, the very first thing that they're going to see now in huge, giant letters inscribed into an overhead beam is our national motto, In God We Trust. So right down to Washington, D.C. and Capitol Hill, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, they lose these when we actually fight against them. But in order to fight against them, we have to have someone stand up and help us. And honestly, Clemson is doing just that in this case.
Folks, we want to do the same thing for Clemson and this coach. And get voice your support here. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's take another call. And by the way, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110.
Ann calling in from Kentucky on line 3. Ann, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Ann.
Hi. Jay, I hate to do this to you, but I am going to enlist a whole lot of people to pray that this is going to hit 200,000 signatures by next week. They do not have the right to take my free speech and say God and say a prayer if I want to.
Well, listen, I hope you're right. I pray that you're right. I am thrilled, though, with the response we've gotten so far in less than a week. We've gotten a great response. We're approaching 80,000. So, look, we've had petitions that have gone that high. It does make a huge statement. Folks, a really significant statement. We're going to have to, by the way, in next week's broadcast, we have to get into the situation in Israel and the Middle East. We're going to have our lawyer, our senior counsel from our office in Jerusalem on, our general, our executive director, our director general, Rami Levy, Ambassador Rami Levy. He will be on the broadcast as well. Members of Congress talking about Israel and the Palestinian Authority, this whole thing that's going on in Gaza. It's huge. We're going to be talking about that next week on the broadcast. We're getting ready to go to a break. We'll take more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. I'd like to hear from some people in South Carolina, too. 800-684-3110. Last day to sign on to this petition on radio, folks. Do it today. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And also, folks, we're in a matching challenge. Any amount you donate to us, we get a matching gift for. That's really important. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Call now. Share us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Back with more in just a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. It is happening again. Angry atheists lashing out. This time the target is the Clemson University football team. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is upset because the football coach is utilizing the services of a team chaplain, a chaplain who volunteers his time. The atheists say the move is unconstitutional and an improper, quote, commingling of religion and athletics. Clemson University officials say the school already provides academic, athletic, and personal support to students, and the addition of a chaplain provides an opportunity to meet their spiritual needs as well. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our letter of support for Clemson University. The decision by the football coach to utilize a team chaplain is entirely proper and does not violate the Constitution. Add your name to our letter now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Talking about the coach at Clemson, religious freedom in the schools, University of North Carolina system, Appalachian State. They caved to the Freedom From Religion Foundation, but not Clemson. So that tells you why you got to fight back. Again, sign that petition at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Let's go right back to the phones. We got a lot of calls coming in.
Yep, let's go to Scott calling in from South Carolina on line 3. Scott, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, Jay, how's everybody doing?
Good.
Hey, I was just calling just to pledge my support. You said you wanted to hear from South Carolina, and I really appreciate what you're doing for Clemson. I'm a huge Clemson fan. I've signed the petition.
Great.
On Facebook. And just my question is what can we do on a local level?
Sure.
To help support you?
That's a great question, Scott. Let me tell you what I'd like you to do. I'd like the folks in South Carolina to write the chancellor of the school and tell them you appreciate the support for the coach. I'd also like you to write a letter. You could email it. You know, email a letter into the coach or to the athletic department. Tell them you appreciate what he's doing. Certainly tell the school you appreciate what they're doing. That's a very important thing. And I'll tell you what happens here when you speak out. I mean, we had yesterday fans from University of South Carolina, Clemson's adversary in a lot of sporting events, call and say they're supporting this coach too. So I was just in your state just a few days ago. I was in Greenville and Spartanburg area and then drove even further upstate and met with Senator Graham, Attorney General from South Carolina and others. And we're just, you got a great team down there. They're fighting for you. And I think letting your elected officials and the people that are affiliated with the university know you're supporting them right there in your community will speak volumes. So I encourage you to do that. Thanks for calling in, Scott.
The phones, we go 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Let's go to Blair calling in from Maryland on line 5. Blair, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Blair.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Just wanted to call you up and say I have the opportunity to volunteer as a chaplain or a character coach at a high school this year for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Sure.
And it's an outstanding opportunity to provide a resource to individual athletes when some of them might not even have two parents at home or one parent at home. They're looking for support and direction. And I've seen it work in people's lives tremendously. So hats off to the folks down at Clemson for sticking by their guns. My son's a Gamecock too, but I'm really proud of them for what they're doing.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing here, Than. We talked about athletics, and the fact is these football players live a very regimented life. I mean, they're out every hour of the day is taken. It's almost like a military situation. I mean, it's just not a lot of free time. So providing a resource for chaplains and these kind of things just makes perfect sense.
Yeah, when a coach goes into a living room to recruit a player, Jay, that is one of the things that is the biggest selling point is, are you going to invest in the life of my son or daughter? And I think in this particular case, Coach Dabo has been a model example. I want to go back to this example of Aaron Kelly for a minute, because the Freedom From Religion Foundation has given this idea that you can't succeed on this team if you aren't a Christian. Aaron Kelly left Clemson, Jay, as the leading receiver in the ACC. That is overwhelming success, and he has admitted, I didn't participate in any of this stuff,
right,
and yet he left school as the all-time leading receiver.
You know, and the other aspect of this is, Jordan, and I think we have to be realistic here, is that it's not just a bullying technique, which is one of the things here, but it's also the fact that you've got to get the college to stand behind the coach. That's where the public support comes in.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, we need to hear from people, and people need to be speaking out because Clemson did the right thing. You mentioned the example of Appalachian State, who got one of the letters from Freedom From Religion Foundation and tried to change all of their policies. And again, you one, it works in the sense that we're now more people are finding about who they are. And it's not just now cities and towns who have had to deal with Freedom for Religion Foundation, but the only victories they have are when people are unwilling to just stand up to them and say, no, you're wrong. And sometimes they threaten to sue. In this situation, you know, it's kind of on the edge, but they keep releasing these statements, which seem like they're very unhappy with the Clemson response. So that may be the next step. And if that were to happen, all of the public support is going to be very important, because what they try to do is say, see, your government is wasting money trying to defend from lawsuits. Even if they lose, right, that's their tactic, is that it costs you money to go to court.
Well, that's why we're fighting back, folks. I encourage you to join with us. Sign that petition now at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's go ahead and make another call.
Yeah, back to the phone. So we go. Let's go to Marcia in Michigan online for Marcia. Welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hey, Marcia.
Oh, how are you doing?
Good.
Okay. My comment was, these people don't believe in freedom. Instead, they want to dictate what people should not believe, and they want to prevent people from even having the opportunity to believe in God. They're acting like communists.
Well, they just take the view, and it's such a degree of strict church-state separation and anti-Christian bias and animus that they just take the view that any expression anywhere in any context, if you're employed by a government, is unconstitutional, which is just fundamentally wrong. And that's why, again, that's why you fight back and show them what your position is. Again, hey, folks, we're here for another half hour, 1-800-684-3110. If you get the full hour on SiriusXM, a number of other stations take it as well. But if you don't get the full hour, just go over to ACLJ.org. You can get it there. We stream it live. Let's take another call.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Pat in Michigan online too. Pat, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. Hey, I'd like to just make a comment about a volunteer chaplain that I think hasn't really been mentioned. And I've been doing this for well over 30 years as a volunteer chaplain. And we don't go where people don't want us. We ask, do you need a service? They say yes or no, and then we do what they want.
There is no allegation, correct, Jordan? No allegation that anybody was compelled to do anything in this situation, and no complaint whatsoever by anyone filed.
Absolutely not. There's zero actual complaints about players, former players, staff, former staff. No one has complained. And that you know, I think as Paz brought up the point, chaplains are there to provide a service if you want it and if you don't want it. As we already know from now the history of the program, that there have been players, the most successful players, who have not participated in any of these activities. So to act as if that will somehow inhibit your abilities to play or be on the field, it's exactly the opposite. We know that the facts tell a very different story.
All right, folks, on Monday's broadcast, we're turning our attention to the Middle East, so we'll keep you posted on that one, because that's going to be a big development. It is a big development. It's just starting to get attention. All right, 1-800-684-3110. We're going to take more calls when we come back from the break, so those of you on the phone, stay there. We're going to get to you right after the break. Let me tell you a couple things we need you to do. Number one, we need you to sign this petition. Last day for you to do it on radio, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org. or 1-877-989-2255. And we encourage you to make that call and stand up for this coach. It'll go to Clemson, of course. We're going to also send it to congressional delegations. But we want to, and I've already met with the state attorney general, met with Senator Graham, met with a number of other leaders in South Carolina this past week. So ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 for that. Now, also, folks, we are entering the last few days here of our matching challenge campaign. Less than a week to go. We really could use your help. Any amount you donate to ACLJ.org, you get a tax-deductible donation, but we get a matching gift for it. ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. So again, if you want to participate in our matching challenge campaign, ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255.
Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our letter of support for Clemson University. The decision by the football coach to utilize a team chaplain is entirely proper and does not violate the Constitution. Add your name to our letter now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Last day that we're going to be talking about on air, the Clemson situation, aclj.org, 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition supporting the coach. And, of course, Jordan, let's talk about quickly here. What was it that the coach has been accused of doing by the Freedom From Religion Foundation that was so, quote, outrageous, end quote?
Well, what he was accused of doing and what he actually did was that there's a chaplain who serves a voluntary role as an assistant coach for recruiting. So they make it sound like he hired a chaplain. That's not the case. That's part one. Part two is voluntary church services on buses. It makes it sound like the school is paying for buses, public university paying for buses to take people to church, when in fact that the buses are not provided by the school and it's completely voluntary. And three, that there's some climate of that they make it uncomfortable or even inhibiting for other players who may have a different faith or no faith at all, and it's somehow that that's affecting their you know, playing on the team. And in truth, what we've seen is there's no evidence of that. And there's other players now speaking out who came from other faiths who said, I've never participated in this and I never felt pressured to. And these were some of the top players at Clemson. So no complaints. But again, Freedom From Religion Foundation tried to mischaracterize everything. And the way they talk about it, of course, underscores probably their lack of knowledge about the situation in Clemson and probably college football in general.
You're absolutely right. All right, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Let's go to another call, Jordan.
Yeah, let's go to Steve in Florida on line four. Steve, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
You know, I want to call out two groups right now. First, the state of South Carolina, and second, Christians in general. There is no reason why this petition shouldn't be well over a million signatures. This is a major D1 football program in the United States. Everyone knows about this program. Everyone knows about this coach. We ought to be standing up to support this for what he stands for.
Well, let me tell you this. The people of South Carolina, I was in South Carolina and spoke to a group of almost 2,000. And the people in South Carolina are standing up. And we are thrilled with the response. We've had 80,000 of our members have contacted us in 4 days, you know, with just a couple of emails out there and the radio broadcast. So we know what it is to get people motivated. People are motivated. And I think what you're going to see, the net result is Clemson's going to stand firm. But, again, getting everybody to speak out is important. And, Than, this also goes for our friends in Washington and Congress that are looking at this again. No illegal action yet, but the idea that this be this kind of bullying technique.
Yeah, for sure. And let me just say, to Steve's question, the most important reason for engagement is so that we get more results like we're seeing in Clemson and fewer results like we saw in Appalachian State. There is no accident, Jay. This has been one of our strategies from the very beginning. The more people across the country that engage on these issues, the more reactions we're going to see like Clemson, because they're going to know the law, they're going to know that they can stand up for their rights, and they're going to know that they can win at the end of the day.
Well, that's exactly correct. All right, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's try to grab one more call in here before the break.
Yeah, let's go to Randy in South Carolina on line two. Randy, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Randy.
Thank you guys for taking my call.
Sure.
This is a challenge. I challenge all Gamecock Nation fans out there. I'm a Gamecock Nation fan. If they do not stand up with the Clemson University, rivalries are over. This is against our Constitution. This is against our God. And this is appalling to me, and I challenge every Gamecock Nation fan out there to support Dabo Swinney and the football program for sticking up for Christian rights.
Well, there you go. So the rivalry, I suspect the rivalry in football will not be over. But there can be unity and support for free speech and freedom of religion. And that, I think, certainly is a worthy call. I appreciate you calling in, Randy, and appreciate all the folks in South Carolina that have been calling us. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Lot to talk about on football. I'm not going to let Dan do that right now. We'll take it more of that when we come back from the break. I thought of all kinds of things to bring up. We'll talk about those when we come back from the break. Hey, folks, sign on to that petition right now, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Also, we're in that matching challenge campaign. The last couple of days of that, ACLJ.org. Any gift doubled. We appreciate that. ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
It is happening again. Angry atheists lashing out. This time the target is the Clemson University football team. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is upset because the football coach is utilizing the services of a team chaplain, a chaplain who volunteers his time. The atheists say the move is unconstitutional and an improper, quote, commingling of religion and athletics. Clemson University officials say the school already provides academic, athletic, and personal support to students, and the addition of a chaplain provides an opportunity to meet their spiritual needs as well. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our letter of support for Clemson University. The decision by the football coach to utilize a team chaplain is entirely proper and does not violate the Constitution. Add your name to our letter now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Great people from South Carolina who've been calling us are actually really going to say the rivalry is over between USC and I don't think so, and Clemson. But we'll see. 1-800-684-3110. We're going right to the phones. We got a lot of calls.
Yeah, we do. Let's go to the phones now. Let's go to Sandy in California on line one. Sandy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, guys. I've listened to you for 15 years.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate all your work.
Thank you.
I just was floored when the man said on the radio here, the man that created hell.
Yeah, that was there in reference to a portrait of Jesus that was in a school. The head of the Dan Barker from the Christian, Freedom From Religion Foundation, making fun again of Christians, said, you know, why would you have a picture up of the guy that created hell? That's exactly what he said.
Well, I was thinking if he believes the man that created hell, that is God, so he either believes there is a God. But I want to remind him, he also created a heaven, and he has a choice. And I pray that he takes the right choice.
There you go. And I think at the end of the day, that's the most important part. Sandy, we appreciate you calling in. Again, 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your calls. Who's next?
Yeah, let's go right back to the phones. Let's go to Tom in Pennsylvania on line 5. Tom, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tom.
Oh, how are you doing, Jay?
Good. You're on the air.
Thank you. I wonder why the religion folks are so upset, because our Christian heritage goes all the way back to George Washington. You know, right after he was elected president, after his inauguration, they went right and had a two-hour Christian Christian worship service, and they use government buildings.
Yeah, you know what? They would say that they forget that's inconvenient for them to remember the history of our country, so they ignore it. Also, Jordan, if you go to every monument in Washington, just about, there's a scriptural reference or reference to faith or Christianity or God or Judeo-Christian principles in just about every one of them.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and Freedom for Religion Foundation would like all that sandblasted off, taken down, these references to be taken away. They want to eradicate the Judeo-Christian heritage of our country. And they even try to mischaracterize, again, they try to, again, come after the coach here. But all you have to do is kind of scratch the surface and realize these are people that mock religion, as the caller just pointed out, about the statement about Jesus and hell. And they are obsessed with it to the point where, again, everything they make is a personal comment. It's a personal dig. It's not even about the separation of church and state or constitutional doctrine. It's about the fact that they don't like religious people, and at the top of their list is Christians.
All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. I sure want to hear from people in South Carolina, or those of you that appreciate college athletics, but also understand that these coaches are trying to serve their athletes by giving opportunities, at least making them available, because, as I said, a very tight and very difficult schedule as they leave. 1-800-684-3110, if you want to talk to us on air, let's grab another call here.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Renard calling in from from New York on line 6. Renier, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Renier.
Hi, Jay. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Quick question. I was just trying to find out if the Freedom from Religion, if they can be sued for attacking this coach's integrity.
You can't do that. They have not. It certainly hasn't reached libel or slander, at least at this point. And the way to challenge them is if they go to court is to meet them in court. Unfortunately, you know, some places buckle, and right up the road in Boone, North Carolina, Appalachian State, they announced today that they're not going to allow, or yesterday, they're not allowing their coach to continue with any religious activities. That was the decision the school made there. That was a complaint from the Freedom from Religion Foundation. It's unfortunate they did that, but frankly, the University of North Carolina systems generally have had a problem with religious freedom, and we've gone to court and won against them. But in that particular case, they buckled. You got to try to meet them in court. They rarely win in court. When they do win, they get overturned. So that's why they resort to this more of a bullying technique. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I can't resist to do this. Than Bennett, as you know, our government affairs head, is a college sports guy. He really likes it. The last caller that came in 2 callers ago said the rivalry between the Gamecocks and Clemson Tigers is over. Than, is it true?
I don't know. I've got a question for Steve, that caller, a question for our very own Miles Terry, who I believe is in studio with you,
and
the rest
of
Gamecock
right
Nation, Jay.
Yes, he is.
Gamecock Nation has to answer the question. Do they really stand with Coach Dabo, or are they just excited that they're 5-0 against him? Because I think that's a real question. I think they may just want to keep Coach Dabo because Coach Dabo can't beat him. I don't know.
Yeah, well, there you go. So there's a sinister plot going on there. Be that as it may, we're supporting the coach. We're not taking sides in the football game. We're taking sides on the Constitution. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to that petition. We're really approaching 80,000 signatures. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back to the phones we go.
Richard in California, online 4. Richard, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Richard.
Hey guys, how's it going? A couple of quick questions.
Yep.
Who created the Constitution, and what motivated them to do it?
The Constitution?
Yes.
The Constitution was, of course, by our founding fathers. It was drafted to show the mechanics of how our government operates. The Bill of Rights affirmatively protecting things like, in the First Amendment, religious liberty. So the concept of the whole foundation of our country is based on the idea of freedom of conscience, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press. So that's how we were founded.
Were these men inspired by God to do so?
Oh, I believe so. I think there's no doubt. You cannot ignore the history of what the men said about their faith and how that impacted the way they viewed governance.
I agree with you. And if most Americans agree with you on that, why do these freedom for religion people tend to use something that was...
Yeah. Let me let Jordan answer that. Go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, they don't want to – they want that history eradicated. So, Richard, we just walked through the idea of a divine inspiration, divine guidance, that God had a hand in the formation of the United States. Now, you look at the basic facts of, however you want to describe it, the fact that a small colony repelled and won a war with the largest empire the world had seen since the Roman Empire, and won it in a way that, that empire then said, okay, fine, and we'll move along. And that since that time period, this nation's gotten stronger and has been given more of a say in the world. And it could be for good, it could be for ill. But again, they want that history eradicated. The idea that the founders thought that they were doing something different. The reason why they created the Bill of Rights to give rights back to man. It's not that they're perfect, and they certainly weren't, but that they were trying to do something that was better than any government had done before.
And that's exactly the founding of the country, and that's how it fits in, and that's why the Freedom From Religion Foundation wants to, as Jordan said, eradicate that history. All right, let's take another call at 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Yep, Drew in California, line two. Drew, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Yes, hello, this is Drew. I just had a comment. I noticed when I listen to these shows that a lot of times, the solicitations for fighting back and that kind of thing is mentioned, which is definitely needed. I'm a Christian myself, and I just would like to hear more about inviting people to pray about this, because this is like a spiritual battle, like the Bible teaches, and like the Bible gives many of those examples as well, how people just kind of put God in front of the army and that kind of thing. And I would love to hear you just say, hey, keep this in prayer. You know, it's a Christian station. We can do that, right? Freedom, religion, and everything.
They haven't stopped our ability to do that. So, yes, that's correct. But we have been calling for people to pray for the coach and stand with the coach. What we have to do on this broadcast is take action, and that action certainly can be prayer. But what we've got to do is we've got to address it in the legal realm. We've got to address it in the courts of public opinion. We've got to address it in the Congress when necessary. So while you hear us on this broadcast talk about the legal options, the legal issues, the facts of the why Congress may or may not get involved in a particular case, and why we're standing up for this coach, we're addressing it from a legal perspective and a political perspective and the kind of a public policy perspective, because we're lawyers and public and government affairs professionals. That's what we do. We encourage people to pray. But let me tell you something. You got to put your faith to action. You can't just say, I'm going to, and I know you're not saying this, Drew. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to pray about it. See, there's not a lot to pray about here in this sense. You want to pray for the right result, and you want to pray for God's will. But this coach is in the right. And we've got to take the legal actions, the political actions, to protect that right. It was the Apostle Paul who, when he was put in a prison in Rome, he didn't simply just pray about it, which is fine. Of course he was praying. But he demanded his release, not through the back of the jail, but how? Through the front door, because he was a citizen of Rome and had rights. So that's the reason why you hear us addressing it in this context. Did that help, Drew?
Yeah, it did. And I totally agree with you. But I would like to point out that you guys do an awesome job. You guys are on the front lines. You guys are gifted to do this kind of thing, maybe probably called by God. And I really appreciate it, and my prayers are out there for you. There's some of us that have different gifts or different places.
Sure, and listen, we want everybody participating. I mean, if your calling's prayer, and that's great. Do it. But let me tell you something. We need people to take action, too. Prayer's part of that action, no doubt. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And we encourage you to take a stand right now. Sign on to that petition. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back in this coach and religious freedom on that campus, which we're winning on this one, which is good. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate at ACLJ.org, we get a matching gift for it. This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
It is happening again. Angry atheists lashing out. This time the target is the Clemson University football team. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is upset because the football coach is utilizing the services of a team chaplain, a chaplain who volunteers his time. The atheists say the move is unconstitutional and an improper, quote, commingling of religion and athletics. Clemson University officials say the school already provides academic, athletic, and personal support to students, and the addition of a chaplain provides an opportunity to meet their spiritual needs as well. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our letter of support for Clemson University. The decision by the football coach to utilize a team chaplain is entirely proper and does not violate the Constitution. Add your name to our letter now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. Stan Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, yesterday we actually had Michael Newdow call in about this case involving Coach Dabo, so we thought it would be a good time to play for you a segment from our documentary called Ringside that actually deals with a case that Michael Newdow brought. It was a challenge to the Pledge of Allegiance and specifically the words under God in the pledge. It involves his daughter's class. And folks, we just wanted to give you some background based on his call from yesterday and how we have fought challenges from him as well over the decades. So let's go ahead and play this. This is from our documentary called Ringside.
Millions of school children say it every morning.
One nation, under God.
But Michael Newdow of California says when teachers, public employees,
ready, begin,
lead children, including his daughter, in saying the pledge, they're taking sides on a religious issue. And Newdow, who's an atheist, says they're telling her he's wrong.
Michael Newdow's daughter was in an elementary school class, and of course, like most schools around the country, they started the day with the Pledge of Allegiance, with the phrase, under God. Michael Newdow is a medical doctor and a lawyer, an atheist, and was concerned that this was going to influence his child, and he didn't want this religious influence on his child. This was the first time the Supreme Court of the United States had actually heard a challenge to the Pledge of Allegiance phrase under God. That's really what he was going after. So it was a monumental case in the sense that what was at stake was a tradition that's been around our country for over 50 years.
Michael Newdow claims that a nation under God is establishing religion in the eyes of people who don't believe in God.
I have a right to know that when my child goes to the public schools, she's not taught that my religion is wrong, and that's what they teach her.
The child's mother has said the girl wants no part of her father's lawsuit.
My daughter has not been harmed by reciting the pledge. She is being raised in a Christian home.
In the Newdow case, as it kind of made its way up to the Supreme Court of the United States, what became obvious to people that were studying the case was this was really an act of Congress. What happened was the original Pledge of Allegiance actually did not have the phrase under God in it. That wasn't in the actual Pledge of Allegiance. It was changed in the early 50s because we were in the middle of the Cold War with the Soviet Union. And what we wanted to show was this distinction between our view of government and the Soviets' view of government, which of course was communism, and the U.S. view, which has been since our founding, is that our rights and our liberties come from a creator, so we're one nation under God. So that was inserted into the pledge by an act of Congress. So what happened was a large number of congressmen that were concerned about the issue wanted us to represent their interests, since it was an act of Congress, before the Supreme Court of the United States by what's called a friend of the court brief. So we filed the particular brief there and argued both the history of the pledge being constitutional with the phrase under God and that it's simply an acknowledgement of our tradition, this idea that our rights and liberties derive from the Creator. And of course, the case ended up at the Supreme Court of the United States, and that's where the issue was joined.
Now the big question before the U.S. Supreme Court today, is the Pledge of Allegiance unconstitutional? At issue are just two words, under God. Today, the California father who first wanted them out and won his case in a lower court, argued his case before the nation's highest court.
Newdow personally argued his own case before the court today. He noted that when Congress added "Under God" to the pledge in 1954, President Eisenhower said school children could proclaim dedication to the Almighty. And a letter from the current president says when we recite the pledge, we affirm our reliance on God. Newdow tried to back the justices into a corner with their own rulings limiting religion in schools, but most seem skeptical that the pledge is religious. In practice, Justice Souter said it's so tepid and diluted it's very different from a prayer. And Justice Breyer said those offended by the pledge can ask that their children not recite the "Under God" part. It's not perfect, Breyer said, but it serves the purpose of national unification, he told Newdow, at the price of offending people like you. California and the federal government told the Supreme Court today that it's patriotic, recognizing the nation's religious heritage.
The pledge, including the words "Under God," is a reflection of the role of religion in the history of this country.
And Sandra Banning, the mother of Newdow's daughter, they're not married, agrees.
I think it's an expression of our patriotic ideals and the values that we hold true.
One thing I think became very clear today by the Supreme Court, and I think probably unanimously, and that is the Pledge of Allegiance is a reflection of the religious heritage of America and does not constitute a violation of the Establishment Clause. It's very clear that the court has recognized that, at least through the oral argument, that in fact the Pledge of Allegiance reference to God reflects an historical truth that our founding fathers believed that rights, liberty, and freedom derive from God to mankind rather than simply from government. That's what our founders believed. That's what the pledge incorporates. And clearly, that's where the direction of the Supreme Court seemed to be going today.
If the Supreme Court of the United States would have determined that the Pledge of Allegiance with the phrase "under God" is in fact a violation of church-state separation, this would have had monumental impact. For instance, the Supreme Court of the United States starts each of its sessions with "God save the United States and this honorable court." And it's been that way since the court was first called into session. So it's been over 220 years. The court has started the same way every time, and it's "God save the United States and this honorable court." And if you go back to the very founding of our country, after all, our founders acknowledged the Creator, God, His providence and protection, in our Declaration of Independence. So if you just study the history of the acknowledgments of God in our U.S. history, it became clear that these governmental acknowledgments of God were not in violation of the Constitution, church-state separation, or the First Amendment.
The opinion of the court, number 02-1624, Elk Grove Unified School District versus Newdow, will be announced by Justice Stevens.
For reasons stated at greater length in an opinion filed with the clerk, we conclude that, having been deprived under California law of the right to sue as his daughter's next friend, Newdow lacks prudential standing to bring this suit in federal court. Accordingly, the judgment of the Court of Appeals is reversed.
In the nation's classrooms, just as in service club meetings, when Boy Scout troops gather and American Legion posts assemble, if the ceremony includes the Pledge of Allegiance, God stays in the picture. That's the ruling today from the U.S. Supreme Court. The decision came on Flag Day.
States of America!
50 years to the day after Congress added "Under God" to the pledge.
One nation, under God.
The court today unanimously threw out a lawsuit challenging it. It's a defeat for a California atheist, Michael Newdow, who claimed that when teachers lead his daughter in saying it, they're endorsing religion at odds with what he wants to teach her. Not so, the court ruled.
The California atheist who challenged the words,
"Under God,
under God," in the Pledge of Allegiance, was not allowed to bring this case on behalf of his school-age daughter because he doesn't have full custody of the daughter.
The ruling overturns a lower court order blocking the pledge in California and eight other states.
Some people looked at the standing issue and said, gee, this was a, you know, kind of a side issue. But actually, it was the first issue in the case. Who can bring the lawsuit? And sometimes people gloss over that. But the most important aspect of any case is, does that person have the right to bring that case in federal court in the first place? And that, of course, becomes the fundamental question in all of these cases. So in that sense, Newdow has become known more for the legal standing issue than the Pledge of Allegiance issue. But I don't expect the court to be delving into the Pledge of Allegiance anytime soon, only because Justice O'Connor's opinion, joined by some other justices, was so strong that it sent a clear signal where the court would be if, in fact, the merits were reached.
Folks, again, that is from our documentary called Ringside. Listen, as we close the broadcast today, I want you to stand with Coach Dabo. There is not a constitutional crisis here. In fact, there's no crisis at all. We don't have a player complaining. In fact, the players are solidly standing behind their coach. I would ask that you solidly stand behind him as well. Call now 877-989-2255 or sign online at aclj.org.
Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our letter of support for Clemson University. The decision by the football coach to utilize a team chaplain is entirely proper and does not violate the Constitution. Add your name to our letter now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.